You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
Yes, boy.
Yeah. I want to break stuff and
smash things.
Yeah, in the corner.
Yeah.
Love
this. The one good thing WCW did in this last year.
Explain the origins of this song, because I don't want to feel like we're ripping off Lars Ulrich.
The reason I picked this song and is because the man they call Sting.
The man called Sting. Love that song.
The man called Sting used
this
as his last thing.
He does that. That's my favorite lyric of all time. He does this and he does that.
He did a lot of things back in that time.
But mostly that.
That he wouldn't do now.
I love that song. Next week we're opening with that song.
He did use this as his last theme in WCW.
Indeed he did. Well.
You know, back when he was feuding with such notable names as Vampiro and the Kiss Demon.
Ah, the Kiss Demon. God damn it. Hey, you're listening to the only podcast that lets you...
Splash Monday in the face.
In the corner. And then put it in the Scorpion Deathlock. Yeah. Or as they call it in WWE,
Scorpion Crosslock.
It's the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net. Talking all things fake sports. And we have a lot of fake sports that we've not discussed in many weeks.
Indeed.
I have finally caught up. On Sunday, I watched... Last Sunday,
He didn't only watch the pay-per-view. He watched the week before's Raw.
I watched the week before's Raw, which was a mistake.
I told him not to.
I watched the pay-per-view. I watched the Raw after the pay-per-view. I watched NXT TakeOver. I watched... and then yesterday, I watched Raw. So that Sunday, I watched like 12 hours of wrestling. And then yesterday, I watched the other three. So that was my life, basically.
See, I'm sensible and watch things as they come out. Well, I'll try to.
I don't have time to watch things as they come out. I still have like 6 hours of NXT to watch or whatever.
But that's not really a chore, is it?
No. That's fun. I can't wait to do that.
Mm.
It's exciting things.
And then next week you got to watch for stuff for Throwback Vibes.
Oh, God damn it. I was so excited.
And I was looking at stuff and you're going to love one of the matches on there.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
God.
For this month.
And I have three AIW shows to watch for Wrestle Rager. I have the three King of Trios nights to watch from this year that just happened.
I want to watch that.
I'm so excited to watch those. And I have to watch fucking WCW because of goddamn Throwback Vibes. God damn it.
It's all right. There's only 3 months left.
Speaking of anger, Faraz, how are you enjoying the WWE Network?
They can piss off. I'm sitting there going, all right, tomorrow I get to sign up for the WWE Network. Yeah. I don't have to go looking for pay-per-views.
You have a calendar on your wall and you're just throwing darts at every day until you get to October 1st.
Yeah, ticking them off as I go, I can watch Classic Sting without having to wait for the DVD because I have to wait for two extra weeks. I can watch, Classic Undertaker matches that I don't have on every other DVD that they released.
Agreed.
I can watch Shawn Michaels whenever I want. I can do that anyway, to be fair.
Creed 2001.
Eh?
Watch David Arquette win the title.
Yeah, I can watch Creed 2001 like Dez did.
Yes, like a fool.
I can do these things, but no. Apparently the WWE found it in their wisdom to tell me only, less than 24 hours before they're meant to launch, that they're not in fact launching on October 1st. They're going to wait till November because they're exploring other partnerships. Now, unless they sign with Sky, which doesn't impact me in the slightest because I don't have a Sky Sports subscription, why do I care? If you're going to
Wait, sorry.
Now, if you're going to partner with Sky Sports, you can do it while launching the network on the computer and the iPhone and whatever. You just have to add the channel onto the Sky thing. It's not going to take that long. Seriously.
I'm sure that's how it's written in the contract, too. It says, thou party shall add thine channel into the Sky thing.
Yeah, into the Sky thing.
Yes.
I'm assuming when they did it in Canada, they launched the network on the normal computer devices before they put it on the channel.
Before they put it on television. I actually think on... Wherever parts of Canada they have the WWE Network, I don't think the network is available on the internet. Like, I think in areas where you have Rogers, I think you're not allowed to get it on the internet.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, right, people that watch WWE are going to, most of them won't have a Sky Sports subscription. I don't.
Yes.
So if they add it, that means I have to buy Sky Sports, and because I can't have it on the computer. I mean, if they don't allow me to have it on the computer, then I have to subscribe to Sky Sports. That's an extra £15-20 into my Sky bill. I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
When I can pay $9.99.
As they keep telling you.
As they keep telling me. Why am I going to pay extra for something that it's ridiculous if they do that?
Just to spite you, I want Triple H to say, it's only $9.99, except for Faraz.
My love for Triple H will die at that except.
Oh, man.
It's really funny. They've been doing a lot of things to annoy me recently, like pushing the Sting DVD back so they can release, what was it, Battleground?
Because everybody wants to see Battleground.
Yeah, exactly. And you know another thing? They called it the Best of Sting. They should really have just called it This Is Sting, because it's basically an educational DVD for the idiot fans who don't know who Sting is.
Well, good. They need something like that. I wish they would do, like, I don't know. I guess they don't have... I guess they will at some point, but they should do, like, a nice, long video package about who Sting is.
What, for Raw?
For the new generation of fans. Yeah, on Raw.
Yeah, but they released this DVD, and it's called The Best of Sting, when it's missing, like, a bunch of his best matches. The Clash match isn't on there.
Well, that's a fail.
Exactly. There's a few matches with Flair that is not on there. There's feud with Vader's barely touched on.
Ah, they should do a whole DVD.
The feud with Rude is not there at all, which is ridiculous.
I think they should do a whole DVD of Sting and Flair matches.
I'd buy it.
Here's my thing. They should do the whole DVD of Sting and Flair. They should do a whole DVD of Flair and Steamboat.
Flair Michaels. Just put the whole feud on DVD.
A whole DVD of Flair and Funk.
Flair and Funk.
And a whole DVD of the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express, because I want that DVD, god damn it!
Yes, all. Agreed. And they should do a whole DVD of the Four Horsemen versus everybody.
Yes.
Although I think they did that. Hosted
by The Shield.
Yeah, hosted by The Shield.
That would be awesome.
Speaking of The Shield.
Oh, you're so good at this.
Now, before we do that, I'd like to do a quick plug. I'd like people to go to thingsdeathsays.net, go to the bit where it says click here for the Amazon affiliate link.
And what do you do when it says click here for us?
You click there.
Yeah.
And it will take you to the amazon.com that you know and love, and I want people to type into their search box Chris Jericho new book, and I want you to pre-order said book. Chris Jericho, the best in the world at, oh, was it,
in Chris Jericho book, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah. Just find that book and pre-order said book in whatever format you want. And even this time, they've even got an audiobook format.
Yes. And some other dude reads it, not Chris Jericho.
Some other book dude reads it. Now, I want you to pre-order said book. Now, in the pre-order part, they will say, people that purchase the Chris Jericho book will also purchase, and I'm sure that The Death of WCW by Brian Alvarez will be in there.
Yes. Purchase them both.
Purchase them both.
I've actually committed an error, and I've not yet pre-ordered the Chris Jericho book because I'm a terrible human.
That's not fruit, Des.
Damn it.
That is not fruit at all.
I'm not a very fruit person.
No.
So,
by the way, and another thing, go and listen to Chris Jericho's podcast, The Two He Did with Triple H, part one and two. Awesome. Very good.
Very fruit?
Very, very fruit.
Very good.
But yeah, go and do these things. And when you do these things, you know, when you purchase these books, we will get a little kickback.
Yes. Whereas you are excelling at this radio thing, I notice you've been on various other radio programs lately.
I have.
I think people are starting to see your abilities here.
I think I'm going to start charging people. I'll do this one for free because, you know, out of loyalty. But I'm going to charge people to use my radio services.
Yes. You should also market your different accents. Like, you should you should have a certain rate for your posh accent.
For certain high-class shows?
Yes. For the BBC.
For the BBC.
Have another rate for your old people voice.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There are certain ways
for the crime shows. You know, when I talk about crime, I can do this voice and be all gritty and
Yes.
This week on Mystery Theater, we bring you the mystery of Sherlock Homeboy.
Holmes, Sherlock Homeboy, and the missing hat.
The mystery of hashtag West Coast Wispy.
Ah, you should tell people what this hashtag is.
Yes, if you don't listen to Culture My Pop, we have created the hashtag West Coast Wispy, and that's because we want Faraz to come to WrestleMania next year, and unfortunately there are financial problems that are preventing him from doing so. We need an outpouring of support so that we can start the gears moving in getting Faraz to Northern California so he can party with us for WrestleMania. Hashtag West Coast. I think the thing is,
if Sting gets inducted, I probably will regret it.
Yes. Don't let Faraz regret this.
Because I might possibly miss the last Undertaker match of all time as well.
Yeah. Hashtag West Coast Wispy. All right.
West Coast Wispy.
West Coast Wispy. I'm going to tweet that right now before I forget. Mm. Keep talking about things.
Now, Dez says he watched a bunch of Raws, and we're going to talk about like a various amount of WWE over the next, I don't know, however long we have. And there's one thing that's slightly irritating me, but we haven't talked about Night of Champions yet, so I can't tell you. However, comma, let's kill some rumors straight away. CM Punk will not, and I can almost guarantee you this, I can guarantee you it, in fact.
Guarantee.
CM Punk and Brock Lesnar will not happen at WrestleMania, right?
Yes.
It's not going to happen. He's not. If he comes back, that's all well and good. I'm not banking on it in the slightest. He's having too much fun. He's not coming back, right? If he comes back, it'll be whatever. But if he doesn't, again, it'll be whatever. No one cares at this point.
Plus, CM Punk has a hot wife. He's doing the Nerdist. He's doing his hot wife. He's having a great time. He doesn't need you guys right now.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, right, the more you... If CM Punk wanted to come back, and the more people start spreading rumors, you think he's going to come back? CM Punk will come back when no one's expecting it, if at all he comes back.
He doesn't want it. I don't... You know what? If CM Punk never comes back...
It doesn't matter. He's done everything that possibly needs to be done except headline WrestleMania.
As a fan, I will be very sad about it, but I'll be happy for him because he's having a great life.
Because the thing is, right, the thing about CM Punk, and people made this point, that guy has battered himself for the last, 15 years.
Yep.
And barely takes a break.
I think the one time CM Punk was ever out for a sustained period of time with an injury was when he fractured his skull when he was wrestling in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I think then he was out for like 2 months.
He kind of missed that point between WrestleMania last year after the Undertaker match and kind of was away for 3 months. But
that wasn't an injury. Yeah. That was just him being a baby and wanting time off again, which is fine.
And even when he was injured in the WWE, he came and did commentary.
Yes, he did. Because he's the man.
Because he's the man. But I think people need to just give him a break. If he's going to come back, he'll come back in his own time.
And if he doesn't, then piss off.
Yeah, if he doesn't, then so be it. Piss off. Stop talking about it. You've got the DVD. You've got the network. Enjoy it.
Besides, Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk, like, why do you want to see that again? He murdered him last time. The first time was awesome. Yeah.
The first time was amazing. Why would you want to see it again?
Go watch that next year for WrestleMania. Just watch Punk and Lesnar again.
Now, what I do want to see for this year's WrestleMania for 4 hours is Lesnar versus Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, by the way, that promo he did, he was on Raw on Monday.
Oh.
And, he had so much trouble with that breast cancer promo. Poor guy.
I felt sorry. Even I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, it's like they gave him all these buzzwords and I just felt bad for the guy.
Mm.
He's going to run wild. Terrible.
Well, good job on the WWE for doing what they are doing with the breast cancer awareness.
Sure.
They do it every year, to be fair.
My favorite thing also is that Seth Rollins is supposed to be this evil, evil heel, but he's wearing pink. Because he supports breast cancer awareness. That's awesome.
So did CM Punk when he did when he was a heel.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Seth Rollins, shall we?
Let's do it. Seth Rollins has all of a sudden become the top heel in the company.
Mainly because everyone's dropping like flies.
Yes.
The injury list for the WWE is ridiculous right now.
Now that Brock's gone, Seth Rollins is the top heel in the company.
And the thing about it is, they haven't got any baby faces left either, pretty much. They're all dying.
Yes. Roman Reigns is gone.
I'm sure he won't be back until at least the Royal Rumble. He won't be back until at least... We don't know when Daniel Bryan's coming back.
Yeah.
Jericho's runs over for now.
Yes, he is.
He's
going on a big tour with Fozzy.
He's going for a Fozzy. Although I think I enjoyed this run a lot more than I did the last run.
Was the last run the CM Punk one?
The last run was the Fandango one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely enjoyed this one more. Even though I still don't understand why Bray Wyatt...
I don't understand why Bray Wyatt wanted to kill him.
I don't get it, but at least it's over now.
Yeah. And he did what he was brought back to do, which is put Bray Wyatt over.
Yes. Oh, boy, did he.
Mm. That cage match was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I enjoyed it.
Mm. And I still don't get what Randy Orton's motivation was for attacking him either.
Oh, it was a season premiere for us.
Well, yes, quite.
Actually, I get that because Jericho had been talking shit about Orton for the last week at the highlight, or the week before.
The highlight reel? Yeah.
But anyway, Seth Rollins.
There's only two heels in the company, big heels now.
Yeah, Seth Rollins and
Randy Orton. That's it.
And Randy Orton has been
taking a step back at the minute.
Yeah, they've been having him take a step back. And Seth Rollins not only is by proxy the top heel in the company, but he's being treated like the top heel in the company.
And he's got a lot of heavyweight backing behind the scenes at the minute.
Yes, which is good because Seth Rollins is great.
He is.
And I don't think they ever planned to do this, but they are being forced to go with Ambrose.
Create stars.
Yeah. And that star is Ambrose, which Ambrose, by the way, to me. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, I wonder what kind of cab company Ambrose was using because he didn't pay.
No, I bet he used an Uber or a sidecar. By the way, use promo code UberCMP and you could roll just like Dean Ambrose and you get $30 off your
ride. When you get to wherever you're going to go, you can run like Dean Ambrose. Just jump out the car.
Can run out. Even if you're going to a Starbucks, just pretend you're going to fight somebody and just run into the Starbucks. Just make sure to use code UberCMP.
There you go.
That's why you do it. Boom. Plug.
If you have like an iPod with a speaker on it, you can play the theme music while you're running.
Oh, I'm going to do that next time now.
Yeah.
I'm going to open mic later. I'm just going to run out with my theme music, which is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. But it's still threatening.
Oh, yeah, because you're that's a really lunatic fringe music.
Yes. But anyway, I feel like Dean Ambrose, in any other situation, would be the guy that fans really like. But WWE are like...
They're not going to push him. He'll have the Shawn Michaels from the early 90s syndrome.
Yes, precisely. But WWE are currently... And again, it's a new regime. It's Triple H. So maybe...
They're going under a small revolution, if you want to put it that way.
So WWE is like pinned into a corner right now where they have to push Dean Ambrose because they don't have any other baby faces. Which is
They've
awesome,
got John Cena
who
at the minute. Who's established. And that's it.
So they have to push Dean Ambrose, which is fine because Dean Ambrose is fucking awesome.
Dean Ambrose, since the singles run, hasn't had a bad match.
And he is a great heel promo, but he is also a tremendous babyface promo.
Yes.
And the thing I like about him is when he talks, it's not like his delivery isn't I've been scripted. I'm just saying what they told me to write. He feels like a guy who is talking to the fans and is telling them exactly why he hates Seth Rollins and what he's going to do to his face.
There's a few people that were good at that back in the day. The Rock was very good at that.
Yes.
The Rock was very good at it. Austin was very good at it.
This is going to sound like a stretch, but I'll explain. His promos remind me a lot of like 80s Dusty Rhodes promos.
Yes. Yes, I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah, because you can feel how much he hates his opponent, and he will tell you what he's going to do to his opponent. He doesn't do he doesn't do the stupid catchphrases that Dusty started doing later. He just tells you what he's going to do, and then
Foley was very good at that.
Yes.
Foley was very, very good at it.
So he's got the ring work, he's got the promos, and he's got this...
He's got the look.
He's got this incredible charisma, the look and this incredible charisma, and the fans love it. And the fact that WWE, like this week, it felt very Austin-like.
Yeah.
Where he just came out and he's like, oh, I'm just going to give away these shirts for free. Like, Ambrose right now is being portrayed as a badass that you can't
help. He's the working man's champion. That makes sense.
Yes. Even if you don't know, like, they've passed the point now where it's like, oh, I'm going to cheer Dean Ambrose because he was an indie guy. Now it's just like, I'm going to cheer Dean Ambrose because he's fucking cool.
Exactly. And once you've done that, once you've got that established, you're good to go.
Yes.
It's kind of had the same how they did it with Hardy back in the day. Back in the day, Hardy was just a tag team guy. But then when he came back, they pushed him in that way as a single star. And they pushed it and they pushed it. And it wasn't that his promos weren't good. So Ambrose beats him on that count by miles. But Hardy was entertaining. And that's why he got over and that's why he became champion. And it wasn't because the WWE wanted to make him champion. Hardy had to have that title because the fans clamored for it.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody says. At that point, Hardy was the biggest star in the WWE. He was a bigger babyface than John Cena.
He was.
By miles.
He absolutely was. I don't care what anybody says either. He absolutely was. And I love John Cena as a babyface. I think, again, he gets booed, but he
is... And there's no way you're going to turn him heel because the kids love him that much.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
He is
anymore.
Such a good babyface.
Yeah. And he's proved that over the last couple of months, actually, in my opinion.
Yeah, he has. Except when he threatened to sue Triple H. Babyface.
Yes, exactly. Except that point.
I'm going to sue you. Yeah, I'll cheer for that.
Where are we? 2012? when Triple H was like running Raw on his own.
Oh yeah.
Come on now.
So anyway, speaking of John Cena,
I'm a little bit mad.
He's a thorn in your side. Explain.
He is a thorn in my side. Now, we were just saying how good Rollins and Ambrose were and are, how good the match was at SummerSlam, how good this whole build, this whole chase of Rollins has been over what, since what, May?
Yeah, since like June when they broke them up.
Yeah. Since I was at, not Extreme Rules, was on our, over the, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was the June pay-per-view.
Yeah, the June one. Now, since then they've had this. So why do you feel the need to interject John Cena into it?
The explanation is, I think, you can either interject Cena into this or do another epic rivalry between Cena and Orton. Take your pick.
Right, okay. If you've got nothing better to do with Cena at the minute, take him off TV. For Christ's sake, don't put him into this. Because, or have him feud with Rusev.
Okay.
Because at the minute, Rusev needs competition, and he's that character's not going to get over until he fights a legit superstar.
He is. His name is The Big Show.
Oh, shut up. Big Show hasn't been, Big Show hasn't been relevant for the last 3-4 years.
I don't think you would ever take Cena off TV. He is...
No, okay, then put him in the program with Rusev. If that's what you were planning originally, do it. Because that's the only way Rusev's going to get over, and that's the only way that's going to work. Because at the minute, I don't want anybody touching the Rollins-Ambrose feud. It's too good.
Well, here's what I read that they're going to do. And if it's true, I'm all for it. But the idea is that at Hell in a Cell, they're going to have an opening match, and it's going to be Cena versus Ambrose. And the winner of that match gets to fight Rollins in the main event in Hell in a Cell. And the loser, which I think is hilarious, the loser...
Or face Randy Orton.
Yes. I love how Randy Orton is a punishment. You get to fight the chinlock guy.
You get to fight the 12-time world champion. So when did Randy Orton become an afterthought?
My thought is that...
Look, all right. If you're going to interject Cena, do it for next month. For the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
By next month, that feud's going to be over, I think. This is the blow-off.
If you want to do it, right, put Cena and Ambrose in the same team... And have the elimination match. Make Ambrose and Cena the sole survivors. Job done. Finished.
Yeah. What I think they're going to do, because what I feel Ambrose still needs, he's great and he's got the promo and he's got everything that we talked about. But what Ambrose needs is that big win in a really hot competitive match. And I think I think he can really get that against John Cena if they do that match. And then
do you think, okay. So but then you've got the added element of the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, well, I think Ambrose can beat Cena, go into Hell in a Cell, have a fucking barbaric, ridiculous match with Rollins, and I think Rollins has to go over in the end because Rollins needs the.
I don't know because he's been ducking since SummerSlam, so I think Ambrose has to go over for credibility's sake. They got to have happy ending.
No, I think if Ambrose can beat Cena, I think that's the big win that everyone's hoping for. Because realistically, he beat Cena.
Maybe, and they could always do a screwy finish if they want to.
Yeah, I think they'll screw over Ambrose, but it'll be in a way that keeps Ambrose strong because I do feel like
it's kind of like how they did with Brian last year with just Sean kicking him in the head.
Yeah, I guess technically
you don't bring Shawn Michaels back. All right,
that would have kept Brian strong, I think. But the problem with that finish was that it came after he had gotten screwed like two other times before.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the problem with it. The finish was fine. It worked. But like you said, they've done it like 2 months straight.
Yeah. It was circumstantial at that point. Even though it was Shawn Michaels, we already saw this.
Yeah, exactly. Although we got to see the awesome Shawn Michaels selling for the Yes Lock the next night. It's awesome.
So I think, I don't know, like I would have Ambrose win twice, but I understand that Rollins is the guy that you want to go with. And if you really want to go with Rollins, then you would have Cena lose to Ambrose, give Ambrose that awesome credibility. He beat John Cena and then have him lose to Rollins.
Okay.
And
if they're going to do that, fine. As long as they don't have a special guest referee situation.
Well, we'll see about that. And then Cena, he lost and he can get his credibility back by beating
Orton.
Randy, the afterthought Orton.
Poor Randy Orton, who has worked bloody hard over the last few months. I'm not going to lie.
He's worked hard.
He has been really, really good for the last few months.
I sense a babyface turn for this guy.
Really?
He seems... The way they're playing him up is like he's so tired of working with the Authority. So either he turns babyface or he goes rogue but stays heel.
If he goes rogue and stays heel, that would be awesome. Because Randy Orton hating cool. everybody is when Randy Orton's at his best, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. The thing I really enjoy about the show is you're leaving the opportunity open for telling a bunch of stories, which is very interesting. And you're doing it all without a world champion.
Again, which is also interesting because we were worried that they'd panic.
They haven't yet.
They haven't yet.
What they've and done I think, instead.
And I think this is a Triple H thing where he's being as patient as he possibly can. There's only so much time you can hold off Vince. If Vince wants something, eventually he'll get his way.
What they've done instead is they've created, again, they've basically rocketed Rollins up to the main event spot as the top heel in the company. And then I feel like eventually you're going to get Cena and Rollins. Eventually you're going to get Reigns coming back to kill Rollins. But until then, you need Rollins to be credible and the top threat in the company.
And I don't know if I mentioned this last show. I was getting a little bit frustrated with the universe, the wrestling fans, even the internet fans, with their treatment of Roman Reigns before he got injured. I thought it was a little bit unfair.
Yeah, but I think, again, you're talking about a very vocal minority, and those people ultimately don't matter. Because people
I thought
are very,
Roman Reigns is improving match on match, in my opinion.
He's good. He's fine. And the thing is, like, a guy like Roman Reigns, he doesn't have to be the best worker in the world. We've seen this over and over again.
Batista wasn't the greatest worker in the world.
Exactly. As long as he's protected, and as long as he's not put in 3-segment matches, WWE, I'm looking at you.
Calm down. treat him right. Like, seriously, he's a great talent. His promo skills have improved immensely.
I'm not mad at Roman Reigns for that match.
He does what he's told.
Yes, I'm mad at whoever said, go out there and sell for like 1,000 hours. That's who I'm mad at.
And the thing about Roman Reigns, it's the Goldberg syndrome. What you do with Roman Reigns is you make him have 20 minutes at a stretch matches.
Yeah.
Have him, okay, if you want to have him beaten up a little bit, fine. But his thing is the momentum and the explosion when he comes back, the babyface comeback.
That's his thing. And it's awesome.
It works. It's worked for years. Don't change it.
I don't have a problem. It doesn't even bother me that the fans are starting to boo him because it's not like it's going to matter.
Well, it bothers me because, all right, he's been doing the singles thing for how long?
Like 6 months?
3 months?
Yeah,
three months.
Yeah.
Consistently because, okay, you can say 6 months because he was starting to get over, at the beginning of this year?
Yes. Royal Rumble
thing. But 3 months, consistently singles on his own.
No, you're right.
And it's a little bit unfair to start booing him and judging him on, 3 months? That's ridiculous. Considering Cena started getting booed three years after, his first singles match. I think the WWE, they always talk about how, Triple H won't change things. The second he starts to change things, you start booing the people he's bringing in.
Well,
that's why he hates the internet.
I don't even know if we can connect to the same people. By the way, my favorite thing of all time was when Triple H, the guy that everybody on the indies hated and judged, took a picture with Kenta, Prince Devitt.
Kevin Steen.
And Kevin Steen. And the hashtag was, let the internet explode. That was awesome.
Triple H is an amazing... And we've said it before. He will do things deliberately to piss the internet off.
Triple H is an amazing human being. I like this guy a lot. And,
you might not have liked his politics back in the day, right? That's fine.
I don't.
But what he's doing now, and the things he's doing with the WWE now, his vision and his future, the WWE have got a very bright future, talent-wise, at least.
I'm at the moment, I'm very comfortable with Triple H making creative decisions because it's not like he's going... let's push all the indie guys, but he's also not going, let's just push big guys. He's balancing it, and it's great.
Well, he's the one big guy they had is Roman Reigns. And Bray Wyatt's quite big, to be fair.
Yeah, and they've kind of cooled off on Bray because they understand that,
he needs to chill out a bit.
We don't have to get rid of Bray, but we don't have to force him.
Ram him down everybody's throats.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do 15-minute promos.
And now what they're doing, they've taken Bray out of the equation. They're pushing Rusev, which is fine.
Yes.
Although, I'm getting a little bit irritated by JBL. Sorry. Anytime someone loses to Rusev, he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
They need to stop doing that.
It's really become too much of a gimmick at this point.
Yeah.
Here's a disappointment to America, Fraz. America. Sit down.
I hope when he starts doing that to Big Show, Big Show just goes over and picks him up. What are you saying? Mark Henry should just slam him. Oh, now, speaking of Mark Henry, do you reckon there's a heel turn in the works?
I feel it. I really feel it.
You think he's going to screw Big Show?
I don't know what he's going to do, but just the fact that
he killed Bo Dallas.
He lost. He came out. He apologized to the fans, and he got the what treatment. And then he came out, and he lost to Rusev again. And then he lost to Bo Dallas. All, by the way, he spent apologizing to the fans, and the fans would not accept his apology. I think it's the perfect.
No, it's JBL's fault. It's entirely JBL's fault.
I think it's the perfect
then
setup.
He went backstage and killed Bo Dallas, which I enjoyed immensely, by the way.
Yeah, that was great. It was a perfect setup for a heel turn.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Can we also congratulate John Cena on his Hindi? Wonderful.
Oh my God, yes. The go home to Night of Champions?
Was quite funny. There's a lot of great segments.
He's looking for Heyman, I think.
Yeah.
And he says, don't let him leave. And then he says it to Kali in Hindi. And according
and
to
he said
Frost,
it really well.
Accurate.
Like, it yeah. made sense. He said it exactly right.
Good for you, John Cena.
Yeah, see? The man pays attention.
This is why I don't hate you as much as everyone else. I just hate you when you do stupid comedy. But this wasn't stupid comedy. This is pretty funny.
Yeah. He's actually toned down on his stupid comedy a lot.
Yeah, he's been in a serious feud with Brock Lesnar, so he needs to pull it back.
Paul Heyman, again, is always brilliant. Always.
And the dynamic between Cena and Ambrose is also excellent.
Yes. Although, you know what? One thing I didn't like was Rollins apologizing to Brock Lesnar. I'm like, come on now.
I don't think
you don't need to do that.
He wasn't apologizing to Brock. I think he was apologizing more to the authority than he was to Brock.
You think?
Yeah, because he went in and he said, the authority didn't tell me to go and curb stomp Brock Lesnar and try and cash in. I did that myself.
Yeah, well, I think he was trying to stop Triple H getting his arm broken again.
He seemed very proud of the fact that he did that.
He did. Now, again, you know another thing that annoyed me about Raw? There's a few things. Why are they starting feuding with Divas based on the fact of Total Divas, which was filmed, what, 6-7 months ago?
Because it's airing
they're
now.
They're stupid.
Because it's airing right now, and the
no,
producers
they're stupid.
Want
what do,
that.
What do they think? They think the WWE Universe are stupid?
Yes.
We're going to believe stuff that happened 6 months ago.
Yes. That's that. By proxy, then, TNA thinks their fans are stupid.
Oh, yeah, because they filmed everything like 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For heaven's sake, WWE, don't do these things.
I didn't watch a single. I fast-forwarded through every Bella's segment, through the Rosa stuff, through the AJ stuff.
No, I don't fast-forward through the AJ stuff.
I fast-forward. I don't care. I have stopped caring.
It's Paige, and, you know, Paige has got a new best friend.
Who's her new best friend?
Alicia Fox.
Oh, God damn it. I'm so glad I fast-forwarded.
She didn't say anything, thank God.
I'm just going to ask you to recap the Divas segments now.
Well, I only watched them because of Paige.
That's your new job. Well, I'm done.
I don't really pay attention. I only pay attention to Paige.
Start paying attention.
I pay attention to Paige, what she says. That's about it.
I bet you telling me.
You know, we've got to remind everybody, it's her house.
It is her house. But I bet you telling me what the Divas did is significantly more interesting than me actually watching the Divas.
Oh, you know what? It actually is. And plus, I don't watch any other. I don't watch the Bella stuff anyway. I just watch Paige and AJ and what they're doing.
I'm over it. So over
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And yeah, they were in Chicago and the fans are great except for their stupid CM Punk chants.
You cheer for quitters for us. You cheer for quitters.
I don't.
Because you're a quitter.
No.
Nah, we're good.
Stephanie needs to shut up, though. If Triple H says it, I'll listen. Like, all right, I'm not going to cheer. Sorry.
By the way, did you... I know it's not Culture My Pop, but did you watch Time Heist?
No, I didn't.
Damn it. You need to watch it because they had Time Heist, and there was a scene where they're trapped in a vault, and there's a bomb about to go off, and there's no way out of the vault. And so, yeah, and so the doctor's like, wait, we're all going to die. And then the bomb gets to zero and the floor opens and they're able to like escape and it's a dimension bomb. And so two days later, Dean Ambrose gets locked in a closet and there's no way for him to escape. So I'm like, oh my God, somebody watched Doctor Who on Saturday.
Who? Yes. I wonder if Triple H is a Doctor Who fan.
Oh my God, I really doubt it. But I bet there's some nerd on there who's like, we should have him do what Doctor Who did.
I bet it was Michael Hayes. It was Michael Hayes. That sounds like a Michael Hayes move, don't you think?
No, not at all.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I think Michael Hayes watches Doctor Who. Come on. You can see it.
Oh, I love Doctor Who. I love...
Can you imagine him doing a talking head segment on Doctor Who DVD and he wouldn't talk about anything to do with Doctor Who? I hate him on DVDs.
He would connect it to the Freebirds somehow.
he managed to connect the Hardys into the Freebirds. I'm like, how? There's two of them.
Oh, Michael Hayes. I love that man.
And again, you know, it's Monday, so I hope JR did well on his MMA debut.
I hope so.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to you, JR, in the past.
Yeah, in the past. No, we're that's not live. We're recording on this one. No, I'm kidding.
No,
it's Monday.
There is a it's Monday, and I don't know anything that's happening for sure at Hell in a Cell. When is that pay per view?
3 weeks. They've got time.
Okay, we've got time. But I would like to at least know what the main event is, and I don't know it yet.
Yeah, we don't even know what the main event is right now.
We have an idea, but I don't know for sure. And I would like to know that, please.
Before I, you know, allocate my time to watching the WWE Network for $9.99, which I don't have, by the way.
Hopefully they at least announce what we are speculating on tonight.
Indeed.
That would be good.
Have you also seen that JR wants to work for New Japan?
I have. Let's talk about
that. That's awesome.
Global Force Wrestling, which is Jarrett's promotion.
Sorry. Oh, no.
I know. Every time you say that, laughter must happen. It's laughable. It is laughable.
Have you also seen that they're competing with TNA for the same TV market?
Yeah. The thing is, though, TNA has a leg up on them with that.
Of course they do.
For once, TNA has an advantage.
Over somebody.
Steve is in the back.
He's cheering.
Yeah.
You can hear him. Steve is one of the single people on this website that's trans TNA.
So anyway, they Global Force Wrestling is planning on taking the New Japan Tokyo Dome show, which is their WrestleMania, because New Japan right now is without a pay-per-view provider, an iPay-per-view provider. They do pay-per-view.
There were Ustream, but Ustream stopped, I think.
Yeah. So they do pay-per-view in Japan. They don't have iPay-per-view for the US. So Jeff Jarrett he's working for New Japan right now. He's in the Bullet Club. He's decided to try and get Global Force Wrestling to sponsor and present the Tokyo Dome show on traditional pay-per-view here in the US.
Yeah, good luck.
And there'll be Japanese option and an English commentary option.
And JR is rumored.
Well, he's not even rumored. He's just expressed that he would like
an interest. Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to do it in a studio. He wants to be in Tokyo.
Which is all well and good, because JR's one of the people that feeds off a live crowd better than most announcers.
Yes. So I don't know, like, I would love to hear him call New Japan, and I think he would do really well calling like the main event matches, but he's gonna fucking hate the juniors.
Isn't he? Did you hear how he used to hate you in the
You need to sell more. You need to sell your hand. Sell your hand for us. You hurt your hand. Sell your hand.
Good God.
Oh, JR. I hope he does that when he calls MMA. Sell your hand. Oh, shit. Never mind.
You are selling.
I forgot this is a shoot.
You know, if JR does Do Need Japan, that's a show I'd watch. Just, you know, I miss JR's announcing. I genuinely miss it.
I've always wanted New Japan with English commentary, and I don't care who does it, but if JR does it, that would be fucking icing on the cake.
Yes. Depends who we get. I wonder who'd they put him in with, color-wise. Anybody, really.
Yeah, I would hope they put him with someone good.
Maybe it's a shame Mike Tenay can't do it, as in the professor role.
Yeah, but I feel like Mike Tenay doesn't give a shit about anything anymore.
Would you working with TNA for how many years?
No, I wouldn't care either. They would have sucked the life out of me years ago. They should have Don West do it.
Oh!
That'd be so great.
You gotta be kidding me!
You gotta be kidding me, JR.
Get Michael Hayes to do it.
Ah.
No, that was awful. Have you ever heard them announced together? Really
no,
bad.
No, I don't want to. Was it with Michael Hayes or with Doc Hendricks?
Doc Hendricks, sorry. Vince McMahon with Doc Hendricks is hilarious, though.
Oh, Jesus. They should get Matt Stryker.
No, they shouldn't. Oh, they didn't mind him in the WWE, I'm not going to lie. At the beginning, anyway.
Yeah, his ECW run was fine.
Yeah. And then he marked out the Royal Rumble. I'm like, yeah, go away.
He marked out, bro.
Yeah, he did. Go away. Oh, there's an interesting one. Matt Stryker called the last ever Shawn Michaels match.
That will be his legacy.
He was a part of the team that did the last ever Shawn Michaels match.
Well, there you go. Good job, Matt Stryker.
Yeah, considering Shawn and Undertaker wanted JR.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's kind of weird, considering Triple H and Undertaker got JR, obviously.
Well, anyway, I really hope that show, if it comes out on pay-per-view, I'll buy it. I'll say it right now. I'll buy that show.
There you go. See, we don't get that option. We only get WWE pay-per-views. We don't even get... We have to wait, 3 days? We have to wait like 3 days before we even get to watch the TNA ones. And even they have commercials, so who's going to sit and watch that?
Yeah, nobody cares about TNA.
Exactly. They're doing a show in Japan that no one cares about.
Yep, they announced the matches this week, and I don't give a
shit. Anything good?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know any of them?
They're just, you've got Sonata and James Storm versus Tajiri and Muda.
Jesus, Tajiri. Okay. Tajiri can still move?
He can still kick people. He's kind of fat, though. You've got Gail Kim versus Havoc.
Meh. Which is,
I mean, that should be very good because both of them are very good. But
indeed.
Care. And which is good because at one point they were rumored to not want the women on the
any
show.
Any women on there? Well, the guy from New Japan
Wrestle One.
Wrestle One said that they weren't going to have any women's matches on there. He actually said it outright.
Wait, I think I lied, actually. I don't think they're doing Gail Kim versus Havoc. I think they're doing Velvet Sky versus Havoc, which is not good.
No.
So I take back everything I just said. I hope it's a squash and she just like murders her.
It's a 3-second match.
Yeah. what else is on there? You're going to have a 3-way with Samoa Joe, Low Ki, and Kaz Hayashi, which should be really good. But Joe is hurt. So I think what we're going to end up seeing is a lot of just Kaz and Low Ki working and Joe kind of
doing the power moves.
Yeah. Which should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I remember.
Okay.
And the rest of the thing is just going to be Wrestle One matches. Like, it's not very many TNA guys on that show.
Because I don't think the Hardys are going.
No, they're not.
Jeff
going.
Can't go anyway, yeah. I don't think. Although I think his probationary thing comes to an end next year.
Okay. I don't know if he can't go, but they're not there.
Well, no. Although they've been doing a lot of good. Apparently, I've read from a lot of people they're doing a lot of good tag team stuff at the minute.
Yeah. They're doing a bunch of.
It's like a tournament, I think.
Yeah, with the Wolves, but I think
the Dudleys.
Davey Richards is hurt now, so I don't know how long ago they taped that stuff.
Long time ago.
I can't keep
up with TNA because they tape everything so far in advance that you kind of know what's happened already. So we don't know what week we're talking about now.
Here's my problem with TNA, one of many. They are doing, I think at the end of the month, they're going to tape, no, before the end of the month, because this was my problem. They're going to tape the shows that air after Bound for Glory. Before Bound for Glory. And so what that means is they are give away spoilers for Bound for Glory. And also they can't have any champions in Japan, or at least nobody can come out with a title in Japan, because TNA have changed their champions at their tapings, but they haven't aired on television yet. And so they can't do that in Japan because Japan, the mentality is different and you can't lie to them like that. To the fans. So they have confused everyone, including themselves, I'm sure.
Where's Vince Russo?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. If you want something to watch, by the way, KFAB commentaries have released the timeline for ECW in 1998 with New Jack.
Yes! Ah.
Now, yes. We have 2 months to go in Throwback Vibes. For Steve, ECW. I think there's one more show left.
Yes, I'm calling you out, Steve or Sam.
Whichever,
I don't care.
You watch have to that. Sit. Forget the shows. We'll get you the results and you can talk about them. You have to sit there.
Watch this show. And then
and watch New Jack for however long the interview is.
Oh my God. And they're long too.
No, the JJ one for 88 wasn't that long, actually. It was about an hour.
Oh, was it?
Two? Yeah.
I need to watch that one. I watched the Billy Graham one and the Jim Cornette one. And the Jim Cornette one was...
Superstar Billy Graham, I find him weird. He just seems like an arrogant dick to me.
He is kind of arrogant. But for that DVD, he came off pretty well.
Okay.
He was quite nice.
Nice. And I can't listen to Jim Cornette for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's a very angry, bitter man.
Very.
Can you believe we've been talking about wrestling now for 52 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah.
And we stopped talking about Raw about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap. Mm. There's Raw tonight. Roman Reigns is back.
Eh?
Yeah, he's going to talk about stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, and, he's not back.
No, he's going to do a promo or some such. And there was a match. Oh, Rusev versus Big Show is also happening tonight.
Yes.
That'll pull people away from watching football.
Yeah, that'll get butts on.
Yes. All right, Tony Schiavone. Calm down. All right,
although I do enjoy watching Lana these days.
Yes. At Des Delgadillo on Twitter, at The Wisp, # West Coast Wispy.
Yeah.
Make it trend. Make it be number one so I can tell you that we're trending on Twitter every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like Bunny Mania for us.
Don't enjoy this at all.
It's awesome. I love it.
They need to euthanize that bunny.
It's like a much, it's like a less funny version of Chikara.
Very less funny.
I still
enjoy it. Funny at all.
It's great. You're crazy.
No, no, no. Keep this bunny off my TV. Put him on SmackDown.
He probably is on SmackDown. Adam Rose, by the way, sounded stoned on commentary this week.
Didn't he?
Oh, no. Let it happen. Be good. Be cool.
I want JBL to clothesline that bunny.
I think that'll be the reveal, and his head will fall off, and it'll be like Farouk or something.
Sami Zayn?
I want it to be somebody that JBL likes.
No one then.
It'll be Alex Greenfield.
Oh.
All right, we're done. Amazon. Use iTunes to do the things that we usually ask you to do there. And if you don't, then Fries has got two words for you.
Piss off.